Hello, 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 and welcome to Indigo. Happy Marathon Monday to everyone. This is my first Marathon Monday as a West Coast native. I'm very excited. I've heard it's a huge thing here in Boston. Thank you for joining me. I'm Venice Cusimano, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we just heard Poison Root by Alex G from his album Rocket. And today the shows, I don't really do themes on my shows. If you've listened before, it's very eclectic and random. There's no organization. And I pick music from all different genres. But today I wanted to do a little bit of a theme, not a theme, I don't know if that's what you can call it, but I wanted to have some more like inspiration behind the songs I picked. So the inspiration is just, sounds kind of silly, but like I just wanted to pick really happy songs that reminded me of springtime and being giddy and just being very happy. So there's a good amount of love songs in here. There's a good amount of just upbeat songs that I like. I actually did a couple sad songs too. I had to do it. But overall, they're just songs that remind me of being joyful or remind me of really good memories. So that's what I kind of had planned for us today. All right, so next we're going to do Real Love by Big Thief off Masterpiece. I played a song from Masterpiece last time. I don't apologize because Masterpiece is an incredible album. Like, it's so good. Come on. So, Real Love, the vocals in it are just so good. They're so good. And I don't even know how to describe how the song makes me feel. Just, like, it takes me to, like, someone else's life. I don't know. I just feel like I'm, like, actually immersed in the story. All right, so let's do Real Love, and then we're gonna do Playground Love, which I really love this song. I kind of forgot about it, but recently I remembered it, because it was played for me, and I was like, oh, I totally forgot about this song. I first heard it. It's from the Virgin Suicides, soundtrack, which is an incredible movie by Sofia Coppola. If you have not seen it, I highly recommend. Sofia Coppola is genius, but it's a very good movie. So it's from that soundtrack, and I had discovered it a couple years ago, but I forgot about it until recently, and it's a great, great song. It's just, I don't know how to describe it, but like, it just takes me to a good place, you know? And it's kind of slow, but it's a really, like, kind of cute song about young love. So let's do those two. All right, here's Real Love.
Having your face hit, having your lips split by the one who loves you. Real love, real love, real love makes your lungs black. Real love
Thank you.
That was Cupid's Trick by Elliott Smith from his album Either Or, which is an excellent album. Elliott Smith is, in my opinion, perfect. Perfect, like the perfect artist. I love everything he does. And a lot of his music is really sad, but it has a lot of depth to it, I feel. So next we're just going to do two songs by Fiona Apple. I have not played Fiona Apple on my show yet, which I knew needed to be fixed immediately as soon as I realized that. So I'm going to play two songs by Fiona Apple. The first one is going to be The First Taste, which is off her album Title, which she wrote when she was, no, it was released when she was 18. She wrote it when she was younger than that, and it's inspired by her first breakup with her boyfriend. And it's a masterpiece. Like, it is just, it's so good. Like, if you're a girl, you need to listen to Tidal because it just encapsulates like all of the girlhood experience. And then we're gonna do Not About Love, which is from Extraordinary Machine, which is, it's a much different vibe than The First Taste, but I think it's a very fun song, and I really like it. And I just think it's like, it's just cute. Like, it's just like a little, just like, it's a bop, you know. I like it. Sorry, I'm kind of tired today. So anyways, we're gonna play those two songs by Fiona, Miss Apple. We love Miss Apple, she's great. And then we're gonna actually do a Lana Del Rey song from her new album, which I haven't played yet. Her new album called Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, which is very cool because I'm an LA native and I know Ocean Boulevard very well, and there used to be a tunnel under there, but it's been closed off for like decades. So the song I'm going to play is called Taco Truck X VB, which is, it samples one of her songs from her album that she released in 2019, but I don't want to say the name because there's a very bad word in it. So, but this is my favorite song off her new album. I just think it's great and I love it. And like, she has a line where she says like, pass me my vape, I'm feeling sick, I need to take a puff. And I love that she just like throws in those really modern lines that are just like, this is not the most like deep thing I've ever heard in a song, but I think it's hilarious because a lot of her lyrics are very meaningful and you know, have something to them. So I think it's really interesting how she contrasts that with like, you know, modernity and all that stuff. So yeah, okay, so let's do those three songs to Fiona Apple and Lana Del Rey. Here is The First Taste by Fiona Apple.
I lie in an early bed, thinking late thoughts, waiting for the black to replace my blue. I do not struggle in your web, because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste. Oh, your love.
my door. And last night's phrases, sick with lack of basis, are still writhing on my floor. And it doesn't seem fair that your wicked words are working, holding me down. It doesn't seem right to take in information, given at close range, for the gag and the bind and the ammunition. Wrong. A conversation once colored by esteem became dialogue as a diagram of a play for blood. Took a vacation, my palate got clean. Now I can taste your agenda while you're spitting your cut. Doesn't make sense. I should fall for the kingcraft of a meritless crown. It doesn't seem right to take information given at close range for the gag and the bind and the ammunition. Wrong. Is it not about love? I am not in love. In fact, I can't stop falling off. Not about love. I am not in love. In fact, I can't stop falling. To stare at, that's what he said when I was sitting up straight. Changed the name of the game cause he lost it. He knew he was wrong, but he knew it too late. But I'm not being fair cause I chose to listen to that filthy mouth. But I'd like to choose right. Take all the things that I said that he stole, put him in a sack, swing him over my shoulder, turn on my heels, step out of his sight, try to live in a lovely life. This is not about love.
the street, I'm dancing crazy. Spin it till you whip it into a cream, baby. Print it into black and white pages. Don't face me before you talk. Let me stop what you're saying. I know that you hate me.
Okay, that was Lana Del Rey for you. I really like that song because it's just so good, but also because it says Venice in it, and that is my name. And that makes me feel special to hear Lana Del Rey say my name. Okay, it does. So let's do some PSAs. So we have a donations drive PSA. Please donate now. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. And then we have one more PSA for you. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully, enjoying life as you safely get to your destination, instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so those were our PSAs for the show, and we have about 20 minutes left, and we still have some really good songs that I'm really excited for. So let's put on Constant Headache by Joyce Manor. This song absolutely hits every single time. It's so good. I really love Joyce Manor. It's a bit of a different vibe than the songs I've been playing so far. It's a little bit more alternative, but it's a very good one. And then after that, we're going to play Brooklyn by Brother Kenzie. I actually don't know this artist very well, but I really like the song. I discovered it last year. I like the lyrics a lot. And then after that, we're going to do Harness Your Hopes by Pavement, which is an absolute classic. It's so good. It reminds me of summertime and the lyrics, everything about it. Love this song. So let's do those three.
Just a constant headache, a two-battle on you. They try to make you regret it. You tell, no, not this time. It's just a constant headache, a dead breath device. You hang me up, unfinished with the
before I start. Thumbs tearing me limb from limb as you chew, tucking a good clump of hair behind you. Outside, inside, in full of goodbyes. Sneakers white like, ain't tough to decide who. In the kitchen, I miss you with my goodbye in your mouth, talking about things of which I ain't too proud. Outside, inside, been full of goodbyes. Seekers, white like, ain't tough to decide who. I love when I'm just hanging around you. Telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away, far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking, earthquaking, Kiwis, they are home baking. Minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, Coleman.
Okay, that was Harness Your Hopes by Pavement. And next we're going to do Money by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek. My best friend showed me this song, which I think makes music more special. I think sharing music is a very lovely way to show your friendship and love for others, and I really value when people you know, show me a song. Like, I just think it's so adorable when they're like, I think you'd really like this song, and then they send you a song to listen to. And this is a great song. I've played Adrian Lenker many, many times on the show, and I will never stop playing her music, probably. I just find her writing to be so beautiful. Like, her lyrics are just, they do something to me, and she's, like, one of my biggest inspirations in my own writing. And I hope one day I could, like, I don't know, just get somewhat close to her levels of creativity. And so this is Money from A-Sides, and then I'm gonna play Presumably Dead Arm by Sydney Gish, which is a really fun, interesting song. The lyrics are kind of strange, but Sydney Gish went to Northeastern, so a lot of the lyrics are inspired by going to school in Boston. So I found the song when I was a senior in high school, and it inspired me a little bit to look at schools in Boston, and here I am at Tufts. So it's a very fun song, and I don't know, I relate to a lot of the lyrics. So yeah, all right, so we'll play those two, and then maybe we'll have time for one more. We'll see. Let's just start. Okay, so here is Money.
Come home, tongue tied from the sea. search your face for one small trace of honest jubilee. And when I do finally find you, I get tongue-tied, moonstruck, driving around in a big old truck. Oh, my sweet surprise, looked so pretty, we felt so high.
Before we hear our next song, I just wanted to hop on and say thank you for listening, for being up with me at 3 a.m. We're getting ready for the 4 a.m. show, and this is Venice Cusimano. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my show Indigo every other Monday at 3 a.m. If you enjoy the music I play, I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely Monday. Go out there and be productive or not. That's fine too. Happy Marathon Monday. I hope everyone has fun on Marathon Monday. I'm excited for my first one. That's for sure. All right. So let's do, Sydney Gish next. I think that's how you pronounce her name. All right. Let's play it. Thanks for listening.
Just to start this off, this isn't the start of anything. Just a song that I can sing to you. We're standing in a graveyard, a presumably dead arm popped through the grass. And who doesn't talk about that? Honey, you are nothing to me but alcohol and dopamine. I'm dying on the sofa and I barely know the time. But like an old man say, I reckon I love you for a millisecond. But I don't wear a watch or Rolex and my brain's a toddler roller skating down a hill. I took a spill and ran into a tree and suffered minor injuries. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything. Thought to be so sweet, but I'm just being bitchy, 'cause nearly everyone skipped over me on our twilight hour meet and greet. One coffee table theater scene, one disregard the soaring tick back there in corner three. I'd rather let the poor kid sleep, but he's tripping balls, he's tripping testes, LSD post-wisdom teeth. He got lost in the shower and he barely knows the hour. I wanna know your passwords without changing them in preferences, in all the childhood streets and deceased pets that they're referencing. And in the box I'll type, I'll know all the numbers to try. I wanna know the lyrics that you think of when you're high. I'm in love with strangers who I've never even seen. In love with weird cut bangs and sweaters swaying kind of awkwardly. And I'm in love with fresh air friends from overheated houses, till I Uber up a giant park and dump my body in my dorm bed. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything. Thought to be so sweet, but the speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems. And all these pretend spouses are a happy storybook that will turn to stark nonfiction in the time it took for me to notice that I'm old, which means I'll be 30 and happy, likely married to personified business casual khakis. And I'll forget about it when I wake up late and stupid. I tried to tell the Uber driver till he tried to hit it. I tried to tell myself because I've come this far along, carrying my zombie arm to the 15th grade prom. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything. Thought to be so sweet, the speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems. But speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems.
Pieces, I feel like ripping innocence. Evil, super good together. Swallowing my feelings, is that sweetness? I see it through my teeth. Ultraviolet, infrared, breaking to a dozen pieces. I feel like ripping innocence.